takeoff. They had a problem. And they say that's the most critical phase of flying. Of course it is, because you're trying to get up. Leaves very few options. But somehow, student pilot and his instructor and everyone on the ground survived. Unbelievable.
It is.
An F-18D jet. Just moments before it crashed, a fireball in an apartment complex. In the courtyard, and it was everywhere. Now, the crews have checked all the apartments. CBS News said that Homeland Security, said that the Navy began its investigation to find out why the high-performance jet crashed just minutes after taking off from the Oceana Naval Air Base. Less than 10 miles in the air, and it failed. And that's in it. Can you imagine how much money that is for the military?
Yeah. I mean, 40-some were destroyed, but 60-some were burned, partially at least. So that's a lot of people's possessions.
Yeah. But I'm talking the plane itself costs more than all those people's possessions.
Probably, yeah.
It costs more than the city.
Yeah, I'm sure
right,
it
Sean?
Did, yeah.
Yeah, it's phenomenal that no one actually died in that accident either.
It is crazy.
I mean, if you take 40 apartments and just looked at them, you're trying to tell me nobody was home?
Yeah, what the heck? Nobody was home. Everybody was working, or they're out in the front yard.
That's a good community if everybody's working.
That is, like you said, a miracle at Easter, because there seems like there should have been somebody there.
You know, and unless I heard incorrectly, it was a senior housing complex.
Really?
Well, that's even stranger.
Then why was nobody home then?
Were they having bingo or something that
Probably
day?
Probably so in the community hall, yeah. Community hall was spared.
Thank God, bingo.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard on the news, but I don't know if it was
Well, you can't
confirmed.
Trust the news, you know how
no,
that is.
I know.
Yeah.
It must have been steak day down at the cafeteria.
Captain Mark Weisgerber didn't know how many times the student pilot had been in the air, but the instructor was extremely experienced. Must have been.
Yeah.
Wow. It's a miracle. It's a miracle.
But like you said, I guess being ejected is very hard.
Yeah,
break
they
their
say.
Backs.
Oh,
can do
gosh.
Serious they
could break
damage.
Their neck. They could die just getting out of the
They may not fly again if the damage is too severe.
That's got to be scary. But hey, when you think about surviving that.
Yeah, the alternative is worse.
Well, and what are the odds it's going to happen again? You know, you get back up there. Thank God they were only going 170 miles an hour. I mean, those are zanga.
The chances of another jet crash are more are better than winning the Mega Millions.
Yeah,
exactly. Talk about the Mega Millions. Why can't I ever win
that
thing?
There'll be another Mega Millions.
I looked at my numbers. It was amazing. 20 plays, $20.
And you were way out of line.
I almost
no
had
numbers.
No numbers of any of the numbers.
Yeah. I had won 23, and it wasn't the final. But I'm in for the PC, $5,000 a week. Just keep getting in there. Keep getting in there.
Oh, don't
you can't win if you don't join. Oh. Hey, they do it online now. My God, I get an email from them every day.
You can play online?
Yes.
What?
Not Lotto.
Oh, okay.
But the PC, Publishing Clearinghouse.
Oh.
Yeah, for $5,000 or $10 million a day, you know.
Oh, take it all.
It just goes on and on and on. And then, of course, now they got all these things. Sign up now, $100 a day. I mean, it goes all the way up.
How does Publishing Clearinghouse get the money for that?
Oh, you don't know?
Where's it come from?
You've never seen all those little
magazine
things you can buy?
Oh,
my God. My godmother used to have a room with all of the stuff she bought from Publishers Clearinghouse, thinking that would give her better odds, even though it says no better odds if you buy. She had a room full of stuff. I'm not kidding you. The biggest spoon in the world.
Did she ever
win? The smallest spoon in the world. Squeegee squadgies for this and that. And slippers and socks and headdresses. Unbelievable stuff.
So that's where they get their money. From your aunt.
And magazine subscriptions. I mean, you can buy everything now. You can buy a credit card from them. Oh, yeah. They got lots of money. All right. So let's move on now to the other story that, of course, is just covered across America. I mean, it's even eclipsing the presidential election. The Trayvon, the teenager.
Wow. Is the media backtracking or what?
Goodness gracious, unbelievable. Unbelievable what's going on. You coming in to join us, Sean? Sneaking in for your
Snickers?
Trying
to sneak, and then you blow the whistle on him.
Well, there's many people that are following the news of the Florida teenager about the violent incident. Got radically different accounts of what happened. I mean, it goes on and on with the different accounts of what happened. On Twitter, let's start with the Pew Research Center Project for Excellence in Journalism. They reported Wednesday about one-fifth of the total news space earlier in the week was devoted to the shooting, and half of it was completely vice versa, upside down, all around. Nobody really knew. And we just found out, too, that the producer who produced the phone call edited that tape.
That's NBC in Miami. Now, that audio tape caused most of the problems because they made it sound like Jim Zimmerman was just following him because he was black.
Yeah.
They edited the audio tape so it sounded like he said, he looks suspicious, he looks black. And he didn't say that at all.
Nope, I know it. I know it. The recording viewers heard that it was trimmed before it even went to the police department. No prompting. Nobody asked the producer to edit the phone call.
We don't
supposedly. Know. What they were saying, that Trayvon Martin, of course, they heard Zimmerman say he was black. This guy looks like he's up to no good. He looks black.
Yeah.
Well, pfft.
Well, that sounds bad.
That sounds real bad, but that wasn't the whole thing.
No, there was a whole dispatcher question
whole
in between
thing.
There.
And we still got to find out. Later that night on the 26th, 17-year-old Martin was fatally shot, of course, by Zimmerman in a gated community, though he was just coming from the 7-Eleven with Skittles. The suspicions, black, white, or Hispanic, that was why he said he looks black. Because the dispatcher said to Zimmerman.
Asked him.
Yes. The suspect, is he black, white, or Hispanic? And Zimmerman responded, he looks black.
He wasn't even sure. Was
they
he?
Took the question
was,
out.
It was dark and it was raining. He wasn't even sure. He looks black.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he said he looks
That's
black.
That's why. This looks like he's up to no good. He looks like it's a black guy.
So this NBC producer caused all this anger and commotion.
Yes. What would they do to him?
They say they fired him,
oh,
but we don't know.
Oh, he says he regrets. He deeply regrets it. And of course, NBC says that necessary steps are going to be taken to prevent this from ever happening in the future. Happens every day in the news. So what is the latest?
You know, a good punishment for that producer would be to send him up there to Sanford and make him camp out at a Jesse Jackson rally for the next week.
Whoa.
Just
what would happen?
Sit there and have to listen for a week.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Because you caused all
this. Is Al Sharpton still there?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, of course he is. He's devoted multiple episodes of his show called Politics Nation. He's devoting it to the case. Sharpton accused Zimmerman of using racial language when he reported his suspicions about the young man walking because he heard what the NBC tape
Right,
said.
He got that from the NBC tape.
Mm-hmm. 5 days later, the release of a 911 call in the case offered no direct evidence that Zimmerman acted out of racial motivation. He identifies Martin as black only after being asked by the dispatcher. Then another MSNBC host, Ed Schultz, he also didn't hesitate to suggest a racial motivation in the shooting. The Trayvon Martin killing could be the imminent till moment of time.
Did you hear
about...
What the
heck does that mean, Schultz? You're not on the tilt-a-whirl here.
Did you hear about George Zimmerman and the black homeless man that was killed by a white police officer?
Heck no.
George Zimmerman is the one who started a rally for the black homeless man who was beaten up and killed by a white police officer in Sanford, and he's the one who started a rally to have an investigation of the police officer.
How is this going to turn out? Multiple conservative websites have scorned the racial focus. I mean, some people are coming to their senses, noting blacks are much more likely to be the victims of violence by other blacks than by whites. Same as Hispanics. You see them doing it down in the neighborhood. You know, I walk down the neighborhood, nobody's even touched me, but they're down shooting each other on the corner. You know, it's true. According to Reuters, the show played a tape in which Zimmerman said, this guy looks like he's up to no good. He looks black. Zimmerman then said, this guy looks like he's up, or he's on drugs or something. It's raining and he's just walking around looking about.
Yeah.
And then the dispatcher said, okay, and this guy, is he black? White? And he said, looks black. NBC apologizes. What else is going on? Matt Gutman of ABC News released what he called exclusive video.
Of what?
Reportedly, of Zimmerman's arriving in the police station after he was detained.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Gutman wrote online that no bruises, blood, or abrasions could be seen on the video, despite the neighborhood watch volunteer statement to the police that his nose was broken, his head was bloodied by the confrontation with the teenager, So
this
look
is
at
ABC
that.
Now.
Yeah, this is ABC.
They caused more problems.
They caused
by saying,
more again.
Saying he wasn't hurt.
Then it didn't take long for the DailyCaller.com, the conservative
right.
website founded by Tucker Carlson, to review the same video. And in the words of writer Matthew Boyle, to detect what appears to be a vertical laceration or scar several inches long.
Yeah, it's five
there
or six
go.
Inches, I
know
swear.
It.
And all they Daily Caller did was remove the graphic that ABC had on top of his head covering the wound. So
yeah.
ABC was just as capricious about their coverage as NBC was.
This is so complicated. You know, you just...
They were trying to cause trouble, like the media... And the president and the left-wing activists like Sharpton and Jackson.
I don't think they're even smart
together.
Enough to start that. They just respond. They just react. That's all they do. They react. They don't. They're too stupid to say, "Hey, let's get this together. We can really slice this and really dice and brice."
You're right.
Oh,
what
heck.
Was I thinking?
What were you thinking? It's very complicated, and you know that there's nobody that was there that was watching at the precise moment that the gun was pulled and fired. Only Zimmerman knows. Yeah, it's all. So it's still up in the air. This is a movie.
And Sharpton,
it's a dang movie.
You're a professional broadcaster, whereas I'm kind of an amateur.
Probably debatable.
So how is it that Sharpton can have a television show and be an activist and cover himself being an activist at the same time?
Sponsors, money. Yeah.
Isn't there some kind of professional ethics that say you either are the story or you cover the story?
I am the all. Yes, there is. But nobody pays any attention because his sponsors have money and great things for him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, listen to his show. Oh, my God.
He's dumb. He is really dumb.
Second grade education, maybe? I mean, he's come a long way, but where's he going? All right. We're going to get into some Nevada news, some headlines coming up next right here on Broadview. Don't go away. I'm here with JP. It's his last show with me today, so please stay. I need your input. We'll be right back. You've got the buzz.
The buzz. Now going both ways.
Oh, really?
1270 AM and 96.1 FM. The buzz.
One Nevada Credit Union.
Nevada Federal is now One Nevada Credit Union. And to celebrate, we're offering our new mobile banking apps for free. Now you can securely manage all your accounts on the go, anywhere, anytime, with your iPad, iPhone, or Android device. Learn more online at onenevada.org today or call 827-3880. One Nevada Credit Union. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
One Nevada Credit.
Denied a checking account at the bank, you can get another chance with New Start Checking. You'll get all our free services like free mobile banking apps and even free bill pay. Apply now. Call 827-3880 or visit us online at newstartchecking.com for details. One Nevada Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back to Broadview, where you get a little broader view of things going on in life. His view, my view, at least for today anyway.
My view, accurate.
Your view.
Kind of, imaginative. Well, here's something that you would never imagine would happen.
What?
A waitress, Minnesota waitress, Stacy Knutson.
Knutson?
Knutson. She received what was quite possibly the world's biggest and most generous tip. Little old lady that she worked, that came to see her and she waited on, said she left her something on the table in a little box. And when she opened it, it was $12,000. I would expect a little old man, maybe.
No. Would you call the police and tell them that?
Well, you know, here's what would happen. You'd be so excited, you'd go tell all the girls, look at my tip! And they'd be jealous, and they go, oh, that ain't right.
No kidding.
And then pretty soon, the person in the restaurant saying, that ain't right. And then they call the police on her, they pick her up and take her money and say it could be drug money.
Yeah, they did.
What is wrong with them?
And they weren't going to give it back. until she hired a lawyer, and then the publicity went nationwide.
Well, after she hires a lawyer, she's got $1,000 left of the money.
That's probably right.
You know it
is. Yeah, I'll get your money back for $10,000.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Is that crazy? I mean, why would she be telling anybody if it was drug money?
I wouldn't have told anybody. The lady left it for me. I waited on her. That's a tip.
I'd have probably said, look at this $100 she left me. I wouldn't have said, she left me $12,000. I need to call her. We need to be friends, me and Stacy. Yeah,
I got a big tip. I'll be back in 6 months.
Whew, that's crazy. So anyway, okay, what else? Oh, we got Nevada news. Nevada news. Yeah. Well, there's only a week right now to go for the public comment on Burning Man. You know, the organizers are requesting to boost the festival's maximum crowd. And they want to boost it by 20%.
They have to go through the BLM?
Oh, they have to go through the BMM, the BSLM, the BLBBSM.
The county, the city.
The federal bureau, the everything. Yeah.
Probably the United Nations.
No group or few individuals have come out so far against the proposal to increase the crowd cap to 58, from 58,000 to 70,000.
Wow.
Over the next 5 years. I mean, that's...
They're building a whole city every year.
Oh, let them go. Let them go.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, I went way, way early. I need to go again.
I can remember asking you if you walked around naked, and you said yes.
I did not. You assumed I said yes, because that's what you wanted to imagine. I did not walk around naked. I don't think.
As far as you know.
Not sure. I can't remember. The request to increase the capacity comes after, of course, the Eclectic Art and Music Festival sold out. They sold out for the first time in last year, a crowd of in the excess of, I think, 53 or 54,000 people.
Hmm. So they want to make it bigger, huh?
Black
and
Rock
are they
Desert.
Talking for next year or this year?
Well, I think they're talking about this year. Well, I think they're sold out already. I mean, they did the lotto. Did we know what happened with the lotto? They did the lotto. Did all the tickets get taken?
I guess it was a mess because the lotto gave tickets to a lot of people, and a lot of people who are regulars who build stuff that they need
didn't get
tickets. You know, like if you're the guy that brings the...
How big is
the
that
soap
desert?
Every year?
Yeah, they're all in trouble. They don't care about soap, unless they're whittling. How big is that desert? Do we know, Sean? Do you know how big the Black Desert is? Black Rock Desert. I mean, if you can hold 53,000, he's going to look it up for me. How big is it? I mean, they got room, right? They got room to expand.
See, you got the internet. Look it up.
No, I've got.
No, don't do that.
I can't do two things at one time.
That would leave me talking.
I'm chewing gum. He'll find out. 53,000 people sold out. And you know, that brings a lot of money. It gives a big economic boost, that music festival.
Well, I know that they sell an awful lot of water because all the Reno stores are suddenly without water.
Well, yeah, Costco. I mean, you can't even get in there.
I know it.
Right before that happens.
And I'm sure that Cabela's is selling tents. And, mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. What do you sleep in out there? Tents? Or do you just
take a motorhome.
Okay.
I mean, you can anything. Get a sleeping bag, you know, hook up.
It's 1,000 square miles.
Yeah. So how many people?
That's plenty of room.
That's 250,000 people. I say let them expand.
Yeah, three times that and still wouldn't be overcrowded.
And you know what's crazy is all these years they've been doing it. I don't have that, but all these years they've been doing it, which is a long time. You don't hear about a bunch of ruckus.
No, you don't.
You don't hear about a bunch of people going to jail or any murders or...
Maybe they're all passed out. I don't know.
Well, they are. They're just out there having a good time and they don't even know who's who, you know, and it's okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Woodstock.
I still don't get it. Is everything arranged in like straight lines, like streets?
No.
It's what? Just a mess?
Well, because I'll tell you, I don't know now.
You don't know anymore.
I don't know anymore.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. When did you go, Sean?
I never went.
Okay, well, you can't say anything then.
No, Michelle. She's
Michelle
the one.
Goes every year. She works up in the front and she makes beaded bags.
It's like a big half a circle, though.
Yeah, and everybody spreads out from there. And you can go behind
Jay went way back when clothes were not even allowed.
That's right. That's right. Just make sure you had your bag of ganja.
What do they do with all the human waste? I mean, how,